This is All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good evening, I'm Bob Eccles. You've seen the commercials on TV, most likely. Energy drink manufacturers promising to deliver the extra oomph we need to make it through the dragging workday. Well, one Eastern Michigan University expert takes issue with how those drinks are being marketed. John Carboni is an assistant professor in EMU's School of Health Sciences and an expert on sports nutrition. Dr. Carboni, thanks for joining me this evening.
You're very welcome.
Now, you have a big problem with the claims made by the folks selling these energy drinks. Tell me about that.
I take issue with sort of the way that they try and portray themselves and also who they market themselves to as well. When you have energy drinks that are saying, well, it's almost like if you think about Dunkin' Donuts, like Dunkin' Donuts says, America runs on Dunkin'. That's their new slogan right now. Mm-hmm. And so basically what they're saying is that we're reliant on the caffeine to keep us moving, to keep us motivated, and to keep us going. Okay. And while caffeine certainly is a stimulant, it's a psychoactive drug, the most widely used psychoactive drug, do we need to be reliant on coffee and caffeinated beverages?
Right.
And so when you get things like Monster Energy or 5-Hour Energy, and they're talking about how this is going to keep you pepped up and how it's a special blend of B vitamins, it's really the caffeine in those things, which is serving as a stimulant. Unless you are B vitamin deficient, any excesses, any of the B vitamins that you pick up from something like a 5-Hour Energy, you're just going to be peeing them away. Mm-hmm. So it's not really the B vitamins that are giving you that kick, that boost. And so I take issue with the way that these are marketed, particularly to kids, kids in high school, kids in sort of junior high, saying, you know, you need this in order to get through the day. And that irks me.
Okay, so is that basically, I guess, your beef about energy drinks, or are there other concerns you'd like to share?
That's the big one. The other thing is where these energy drinks sort of fit into an overall eating pattern. And we know that obesity is more and more of a prevalent issue. And we know that childhood obesity and childhood overweight are on the rise as well. And so if you look at something like a 16 or a 20-ounce energy drink that may be packing an extra 150 to 200 calories, well, that might be 200 calories of nutrient-dense foods like fruits and vegetables that it's displacing in the diet, or it might just be 150 to 200 calories that you're adding on to the energy that these kids are already taking in. And so what does that do to overall energy balance? It just puts you in the positive and leads to things like weight gain, and it's not the sole cause of childhood obesity, but it's certainly a contributor, and it's unnecessary calories and, for the most part, nutrient-sparse calories.
All right. So let's say, though, that I'm a person who, for one reason or another, feels that they need a little extra pick-me-up to get me through the day. What would your suggestion be? Maybe Diet Pop?
Yeah, and I'm, as we look around my office, you can see I'm a caffeinated beverage consumer. I am a user of caffeine.
Yeah.
And there are some people who will knock artificially sweetened beverages like Diet Coke or Diet Mountain Dew. And there's some question about the artificial sweeteners that we use, things like aspartame and sucralose. But for the most part, if we all could do this, and I have two young kids, so I know it's not practical for everyone, if we could all get 7.5-8 hours of sleep a night, that would be a wonderful thing.
Sure.
On those days when you can't and you need a little bit of caffeine to help you out, we've seen a lot of positive benefits of coffee in a number of studies. Tea, green tea is getting a lot of play right now. Green tea and black tea, the caffeine in those, and also just the other phytochemicals in those beverages have shown some positive benefit, and much more so than something like a Monster that's basically a sugar sweetened or an artificially sweetened energy drink, which is just loaded up with caffeine, and then they put some taurine in there and a few B vitamins, and they say that it's sort of a powerful nutrient blend, and it's really the caffeine that's giving you the kick. And so there are better choices to be made out there.
Okay.
And again, like everything that we talk about in nutrition, in moderation,
mm-hmm.
everything in moderation. So if you want to have a diet caffeinated beverage one a day, okay. If that's what you need to get rid of that, you know, sort of 2 o'clock-ish, post-lunch kind of rundown feeling, all right. Cup of coffee, all right. 4 or 5 cups of coffee per day, well, again, that's pushing it. We're talking about this moderation thing. So really trying to find the balance and trying to find something that works for you without the negative side effects, and also the negative to most of these energy drinks is the caloric content that pushing people into positive energy balance and then increasing the risk of overweight and obesity and trying to find a way to burn those calories later in the day.
All right. Obviously, the field of nutritional supplements is like huge. So any other words of advice for folks who are considering those kinds of supplements?
Moderation's the key. You know, some of the other things we talk about, particularly with some of the supplements that are aimed at recreational athletes, amateur athletes, guys that are lifting weights, trying to be bodybuilders.
Right.
Some of the claims, particularly the pre-workout, this will give you a pump and get you through your workout. And for all of those supplements, the FDA regulation is much different than what we see for prescription drugs, where they're sort of regulated after the fact, where it's incumbent on the manufacturer to make sure that they're safe. And the FDA really only steps in if there's a question of safety. So it's sort of closing the barn doors after the horse is already out.
Sure.
And so with some of these, when you read the labels, it'll say, don't take this if you're consuming caffeinated beverages. Don't take this with any other caffeinated supplement, because the synergy, when you put these things together, it can be a dangerous, particularly for cardiovascular health, a dangerous combination when you take one plus another, mm-hmm. or plus a couple cups of coffee or a soda or something like that. So really keeping an eye on those supplements. And for the most part, the supplements, it's, again, something that's unnecessary. And if you actually take the time and apply the time and the money to crafting a well-balanced nutritional meal plan, they really become unnecessary.
All right. Dr. John Carboni, thank you very much for spending some time with me this evening.
You're very welcome.
Dr. John Carboni is an assistant professor in Eastern Michigan University's School of Health Sciences.